Good morning. Buenos días. Titan Yamnin. The 15th meeting of the 10th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues is called to order. Distinguished members of the forum, distinguished observers, this morning we shall take up the last item on the agenda, item 10, adoption of the report of the Permanent Forum on its 10th session. I shall first ask Ms. Paimane Haste to introduce the recommendations before the forum and to inform members of the forum of any changes made to the draft proposals. Then we shall take action on those draft decisions and draft recommendations. If I hear no objection, the forum shall proceed accordingly. I give the floor to Ms. Paimane Haste to introduce the recommendations contained in document EC19-2011-L2.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's a pleasure giving amendments, and good morning to all. On document E/C19/2011/L2. I only read the changes. After paragraph 5, add the following paragraphs. 5A, the Permanent Forum welcomes the launching of the UN Indigenous Peoples Partnership and urges member states and others to provide support for the implementation of joint country programs in at least 8 to 10 countries over the next 5 years, and support to the regional initiative on indigenous people's rights and development in Asia Pacific through UNIPP. 5B, the Permanent Forum notes the progress displayed by the UNDP Regional Bureau for Latin America and the Caribbean in the implementation of a program on electoral processes with a focus on indigenous women and youth. However, the Permanent Forum is concerned about the regional initiative on indigenous people's rights and development in Asia Pacific, a program that has critically contributed to promoting indigenous people's issues and rights in the region. The Permanent Forum urges UNDP to maintain and strengthen this important program. 5C, the Permanent Forum recommends that UNDP continue its work in support of national human rights institutions and focus on capacity development support to promote and protect indigenous peoples' rights. 5D, the Permanent Forum notes the Permanent Forum notes the progress in promoting indigenous peoples' rights by Pro 169 of ILO. The Permanent Forum urges ILO to maintain and strengthen this important project/program. 5E, the Permanent Forum recommends using the model of engaging directly with indigenous peoples, that the Small Grants Program, SGP, delivery mechanism uses, developed by UNDP since 1992 for implementation of projects at the local level, and to strengthen engagement with indigenous peoples in developing innovative tools and methodologies that are suited to and respectful of their cultures and knowledge. 5F, the Permanent Forum recommends that UNDP and other UN agencies establish a special program for indigenous peoples and Afro-descendant professionals that will serve as entry point inclusion of these professionals as UNDP staff. This will significantly enrich diversity in human development views and knowledge within the organization. Delete paragraph 6. After paragraph 10, add the following paragraph, 10A. Conservation, environmental, and other non-governmental organizations ensure that their forest-related programs and policies use the human rights-based and ecosystem approach to forest conservation. This includes the integration of the implementation of the United Nations Declaration on Rights of Indigenous People in their forest programs. After paragraph 13, add the following paragraph, 13A. Elements of the Code of Ethical Conducts are voluntary. They should not be construed as altering or interpreting the obligations of parties to the Convention of Biological Diversity or any other international instrument. They should not be interpreted as altering domestic laws, treaties, agreements, or other constructive arrangements that may already exist. After paragraph 14, add the following paragraph, 14A. In regard to the rights of indigenous peoples, the Permanent Forum reiterates its long-standing position of encouraging the United Nations, its organs, and specialized agencies, as well as all states, to adopt a human rights-based approach. At the international, regional, and national level, the human rights of indigenous peoples are always relevant if such rights are at risk of being undermined. Human rights are indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated. They must be respected in any context, specifically concerning indigenous peoples, from environment to development to peace and security and many other issues. 14B, affirmation of the status of indigenous peoples as peoples is important in fully respecting and protecting their human rights. Consistent with its 2010 report, the Permanent Forum calls upon the parties to the Convention on Biological Diversity, and especially including the Nagoya Protocol, to adopt the terminology indigenous peoples and local communities as an accurate reflection of the distinct identities developed by those entities since the adoption of the convention almost 20 years ago. 14C, the Permanent Forum reiterates to the parties of the Convention on Biological Diversity, and especially including the Nagoya Protocol, the importance of respecting and protecting indigenous people's rights to genetic resources consistent with the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Consistent with the objective of fair and equitable benefit sharing in the Convention and Protocol, all rights based on customary use must be safeguarded and not only established right, and not only established rights. The UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination has concluded that such kinds of distinctions would be discriminatory. 14D, the Permanent Forum welcomes the World Intellectual Property Organizations facilitating a process in accordance with United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples to engage with Indigenous peoples on matters including intellectual property, genetic resources, traditional knowledge, and folklore. In paragraph 15, make the following changes. On line 1, after Kaniakesena, comma, we add Myrna Cunningham and Bertie Javier, comma, add members of the Permanent Forum. The rest of the paragraph is to conduct and delete assessment slash report slash, and the rest the same. So I read the paragraph as it's new. 15, the Permanent Forum decides to appoint Kaniakesena, comma, Myrna Cunningham, and Bertie Javier, comma, members of the Permanent Forum to conduct a study on Indigenous peoples' rights and safeguards in projects related to reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation, and to report back to the Permanent Forum at its 12th session in 2013. After paragraph 17, we insert the paragraph as read, 17A. The Permanent Forum welcomes the study on Indigenous peoples and corporations to examine existing mechanisms and policies related to corporations and Indigenous peoples, and to identify good practices. The Forum recommends that best practices of the application of the right of free prior and informed consent regarding corporations and Indigenous peoples be documented and shared. Delete paragraph 18. Delete paragraph 25. Add the following paragraphs. After paragraph 24, we add the following paragraphs. The permanent 25 bis. The Permanent Forum confirms its intention to participate in the 35th session of the World Heritage Committee, Paris 19 to 29, June 2011. The objective of such participation is to encourage a review of existing procedures with regard to rights-related mechanisms, norms, and standards in the preparation and processing of World Heritage nominations by state parties. 26, the Permanent Forum welcomes the initiative of UNESCO, IUCN, ICOMOS, and ICCROM to review current procedures and capacity to ensure free prior and informed consent and the protection of indigenous peoples' livelihoods, tangible and intangible heritage. During this review process, it would be advisable to review the inconsistency of approaches to natural world heritage and cultural world heritage. United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues makes itself available to assist in the review and revision of UNESCO operational guidelines with regards to nominations and site assessments. Permanent Forum recommends UNESCO invites indigenous peoples, representatives, and experts to contribute to deliberations and recommended changes to procedures and operational guidelines. 27. The UN Permanent Forum recommends that the World Heritage Convention, UNESCO, and the advisory bodies to the World Heritage Committee, IUCN, ICOMOS, and ICCROM, scrutinize current World Heritage nominations to ensure they comply with international norms and standards of free, prior, and informed consent. Madam Chair, on this document L that I just read, L2, there are no more changes.
Thank you. The forum will proceed to take a decision of the draft report as contained in document EC 19-2011-L2. I would note that only the members of the permanent forum are part of the decision-making process. May I take that the permanent forum wishes to adopt document EC 19-2011-L2 draft report, follow-up of the recommendations of the permanent forum on economic and social development, environment, and free, prior, and informed consent as orally revised by the rapporteur? I hear no objection. EC 19-2011-L2 is adopted as orally revised. I invite the rapporteur, Ms. Haste, to proceed to document EC 19-2011-L3.
Document E/C19/2011/L3. After paragraph 5, add the following paragraph, 5A, recognizing that there is a general lack of awareness of the distinct status of indigenous peoples and the human rights of indigenous peoples, which leads to systemic discrimination. The Permanent Forum urges all levels of government to ensure that relevant staff, as well as the broader public, are aware of and the United Nations Declaration on Rights of Indigenous Peoples in order to promote and ultimately achieve a framework for justice, reconciliation, and respect for the human rights of all. Furthermore, the Permanent Forum requests assurance from all states that the names of respected past and present indigenous leaders and indigenous peoples not be used in any inappropriate military connections. Madam Chair, on this document, I have no more changes to announce.
May I take that the Permanent Forum wishes to adopt document EC 19-2011-L3, matters brought to the attention of the Economic and Social Council, Human Rights Implementation of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, as orally revised by the rapporteur. I hear no objection. EC 19-2011-L3 is adopted as orally revised. May the rapporteur proceed to read document. EC 19-2011-L5.
Madam Chair, on document E/C19/2011/L5, I have no changes to announce. This document remains as is.
May I take that the Permanent Forum wishes to adopt document EC19-2011-L5, draft report. I hear no objection. EC19-2011-L5 is adopted. Should I ask her to go back to L5? I ask reporter to go back to document EC19-2011-L3, and there is an observation on 8.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If you allow me, on document E/C19/2011/L3, on paragraph 8, the first line, we delete the secretariat of the forum so that the paragraph reads as paragraph 8, the permanent forum recommends that the United Nations Children Fund, the United Nations Institute for Training and Research, the United Nations Development Program and the Program on Youth, the United Nations Program on Youth cooperate closely with the Global Indigenous Youth Caucus and the rest of the paragraph. Thank you.
May I take that the Permanent Forum wishes to adopt the document EC19-2011-L3 with the observations orally revised by the rapporteur. I hear no objection. EC19-2011-L3 is adopted as orally revised. I ask Ms. Haste to read the document EC19-2011-L6.
Madam Chair, on document E/C19/2011/L6, I have no changes to announce. Thank you.
May I take that the Permanent Forum wishes to adopt document EC19-2011-L6. Draft report, matters brought to the attention of the Economic and Social Council, half-day discussion on the right to water and indigenous peoples. I hear no objection. EC19-2011-L6 is adopted. Mm-hmm. I give the floor to Ms. Paimanejaste to read the document EC19-2011-L7.
If I may, on document E/C19/2011/L7, after paragraph 17, add the following paragraph, 18. The permanent forum decides to appoint Ms. Myrna Cunningham and Mr. Alvaro Pop to prepare jointly with UNICEF a report on the situation of indigenous children in Latin America and the Caribbean, and to present it to the forum in its 11th session. Madam Chair, that is the only change on this document. Thank you.
May I take that the permanent forum wishes to adopt document EC19-2011-L7, draft report, comprehensive dialogue with the United Nations Children Fund, as orally revised by the rapporteur. I hear no objection. EC19-2011-L7 is adopted as orally revised. I now give the floor to the rapporteur to make the presentation of the draft report of EC19-2011-L4.
On E/C19/2011. Thank you, Madam Chair. It is my pleasure to introduce the procedural chapters of the draft report of the Permanent Forum on its 10th session, as contained in document E/C19/2011/L4. Chapter 1, Section A, entitled Draft Decisions Recommended by the Forum for Adoption by the Council, will include the draft decisions recommended by the Permanent Forum to the Economic and Social Council for adoption as contained in document E/C19/2011/L8. Chapter 1, Section B, entitled Matters Brought to the Attention of the Council, will include the draft recommendations just adopted and yet to be adopted as orally revised by the forum. This section will include the draft recommendations contained in document E/C19/2011/L2, L3, L5, L6, L7, and L9. Chapters 2 and 4 concern the proceedings of the 10th session of the forum. There will be a need to adjust some of the numbers and dates of the meetings to reflect the actual proceedings of the session. If the members of the forum agree, I will make these technical changes with the support of the Secretariat. The list of documents for the session will be issued in document E/C19/2011/INF/2. I wish to recommend that the forum adopt the procedural chapters of the draft report as introduced. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
Thank you. May I take it that the Permanent Forum wishes to adopt document EC19-2011-L4 as orally revised by the rapporteur? I hear no objection. EC19-2011-L4 is adopted as orally revised. In accordance with the rules of procedure, the Secretariat is required to provide the possible program budget implications of proposals before the Permanent Forum make the adoptions of documents L8 and L9. This statement is still being prepared by the secretariats. Therefore, we will suspend our meeting for 15 minutes. Meeting is suspended for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
The meeting is resumed. I have to inform you that unfortunately, we are still waiting for the Secretariat statement on the program budget implications of the drafts L8 and L9. I will thus adjourn this meeting. We will resume for a short closing meeting at 3 p.m. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.